North American members included Georgia Governor Jimmy Carter, U.S. Congressman John B. Anderson, another presidential candidate, and Time Inc. editor-in-chief Hedley Donovan. Foreign founding members included Reginald Maudling, Lord Eric Rolle, economist editor Alistair Burnett, Fiat President Giovanni Agnelli, and French Vice President of the Commission of European Communities, Raymond Barre. Even the establishment-oriented media expressed uneasiness over the preponderance of trilaterals in government in early 1977. Columnist William Grider, writing in the Dallas Morning News, noted, "But here is the unsettling thing about the Trilateral Commission. The President-elect, Carter, is a member. So is Vice President-elect, Walter F. Mondale. So are the new Secretaries of State, Defense and Treasury, Cyrus R. Vance, Harold Brown, and W. Michael Blumenthal. So is Zbigniew Brzezinski, who is a former trilateral director and Carter's national security advisor, also a bunch of others who will make foreign policy for America in the next 4 years. Anthony C. Sutton and Patrick M. Wood, authors of Trilaterals Over Washington, commented, "If you are trying to calculate the odds of three virtually unknown men, Carter, Mondale, and Brzezinski, out of over 60 trilateral commissioners from the United States capturing the three most powerful positions in the land, don't bother. Your calculations will be meaningless." Despite being a creation of the Rockefeller-dominated Trilateral Commission and following some of their aims, such as eliminating price controls for domestic petroleum production by establishing a national energy policy and further drawing power to the federal government by creating the Departments of Energy and Education, Carter apparently failed to satisfy the globalists. The mass media were already focusing on conservative California Governor Ronald Reagan as the man of the hour. Reagan's nomination as GOP presidential candidate for the 1980 election seemed assured. Carter asked for and was granted a national television spot during prime time, and many media pundits predicted that he was about to announce sweeping changes in government as well as new initiatives that would move his upcoming presidential re-election campaign off high center. But before his televised appearance, Carter journeyed to California, where he was to address a Hispanic crowd in the Los Angeles Civic Center Mall celebrating Cinco de Mayo, the day the Mexicans defeated the French army in 1862. A few days later, a handful of newspapers carried a small story stating that a grubby transient had been arrested there and was being held on suspicion of the attempted assassination of the president.